This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Sheikh, تفضل إن شاء الله تعالى.
الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. والصلاة والسلام على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life, a study of 101 traditions from the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today I have this beautiful hadith about honoring pledges, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam set an example for us to practice Islam, and to how Islam demands from us to honor the covenants and promises and pledges we make as individuals and as governments, as communities. Join me as I read this tradition, explain, translate it, and explain its beautiful meanings so that we can enhance and beautify our understanding and practice of Islam. بعثتني قريش إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فلما رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقع في قلبي الإسلام فقلت يا رسول الله لا أرجو لي قال إني لا أخيس بالعهد ولا أهبس البرد ارجع إليهم فإن كان في قلبك الذي فيه لان فارجع. الراوي أبو رافع المصدر مسند أحمد. Abu Rafi said, the Quraysh sent me as an envoy to the Prophet in Medina sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a mission. And then Abu Rafi narrated that incident. I arrived in Medina, but however, no sooner I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Islam entered my heart. So I told him, O Messenger of Allah, I do not wish to return to the Quraysh. Then the Prophet said, no, you cannot do that. I do not break the covenant and I do not hold an envoy. So you should return to them. If your attraction to Islam is still intact in your heart as it is now, then you can return. Narrated is Abu Rafi and the source is Musnad of Imam Ahmad. This is a great tradition. Actually, it teaches us the beauty of Islam. And it was the beauty of Islam which attracted people who were enemies to Islam, who hated Islam, or ignorant of Islam. They were attracted to Islam because of experiencing the beauty of this religion. Abu Rafi was a Coptic Christian living in Mecca. The Quraysh chose him or sent him on a diplomatic mission to deliver a message to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Rafi heard of Islam, had heard of Islam, but never had a chance to see it in action, to experience it. So he arrived, he had an open mind. Therefore, soon after he arrived in Medina and saw the Prophet and his companions, he could not resist the power of Islam. And he converted. And then he told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he is a Muslim. I do not wish to go back to Mecca. The Prophet said, no, you cannot do that. You must return to Mecca and deliver the message. The trust entrusted with him, since he came as an envoy, he cannot keep him. For by doing so, he would be breaking the covenant and violating the diplomatic protocols. So we are bound by the covenants and protocols, even if they are whether Muslims or non-Muslims. Accordingly, Abu Rafi returned to Mecca and discharged the mission, fulfilled the mission he was entrusted with, and came back to Medina. His heart had been won over by Islam. And of course, he continued to serve the Prophet until the Prophet died, and he died, he was committed Muslim until his death. Radiallahu anhu Allah. The hadith stresses the important lesson that a Muslim is a man of his word. As such, He must be faithful to his covenants and promises. The Quran stresses throughout the duty of observing pacts and covenants, and it is as integral to faith. To cite a few verses, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu awfu billuqud, O you believe, be true to your covenants. In another place, Wa'afu bi'ahdillahi idha ahadtum, fulfill any pledge you make in God's name. And Allah described the believers, Alladhina yufuna bi'ahdillahi wa la yanquduna al-mithaq, those who fulfill the agreements they make in God's name and do not break their pledges. Another place, وَالْمُوفُونَ بِيَهِدِهِمْ إِذَا عَهَدُوا, and those who fulfill the pledges that they make. So it is repeated throughout. In another place, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَعُونَ, where Allah in Surah Al-Mu'minun, describing the 11 traits of the believers, one of them is those who are faithful to their trusts and pledges. The Prophet, as an interpreter of the Quran, further stressed the critical nature of fulfilling trust and prejudice in so many of traditions, this tradition. And he also warned that betrayal of trust and covenants do not befit the believer, a mu'min, because they are the traits of the hypocrites. Al-munafiqun fi dharki al-asfal min an-nar, they occupy the bottom of all, they are worse than the disbelievers. He said, Ayatul munafiq thalath, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ وَإِذَا اُتُمِنَ خَانَ. Three traits mark out a hypocrite. When he speaks, he lies. When he promises, he breaks it. And when he trusted with something, he betrayed that trust. He cheats. The hadith ought to dispel some of the misconceptions among many Muslims today, unfortunately. Because there are Muslims who think that we are not bound by promises we make with the non-believers. It would only apply to the promises we make with Muslims. And another misconception is that the Prophet came to push Islam down the throats of people. Both of these notions contradict the fundamental principles of the Quran. The Quran, first of all, establishes freedom of conscience in dozens of verses. Let me cite two explicit verses. La ikraha fi din, there shall be no compulsion in religion. In Surah 18, verse 29, Allah says, وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ بِن رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَالْيُومِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَالْيَكْفُرُ, and say, O Prophet, this is the truth from your Lord. Whoever wills, let them believe, and whoever wills, let them disbelieve. So, lessons we learn from this beautiful hadith is, story of Abu Rafi is one of the many stories in Islam, is a compelling evidence of people embracing Islam after experiencing the beauty of this religion. Muslim ought to imbibe the beauty of Islam, internalize this beauty, and manifest it in words, actions, and behavior. There is no better way of attracting people to Islam. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words. And it was indeed the beauty of Islam as practiced by the merchants, Arab merchants and others who went all over the world to countries like Indonesia, Malaysia, and China and other countries that attracted people to Islam. A Muslim ought to be a man of his word. So we can never betray the trust placed on us at work, at home, and in the community, or in the country, holding responsible positions. We owe this duty towards our friends as well as foes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to understand Islam in its beautiful manner, in spirit, in form and spirit, and imbibe its lessons so that our words and actions and behavior appear beautiful to people, so that they are attracted to Islam by looking at our example, our life, our behavior. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.